Well, for more than 80 years, USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service has been a pioneer in conservation, working with landowners, local and state governments, and other federal agencies to maintain healthy and productive working landscapes. NRCS Acting Chief Leonard Jordan says NRCS continues helping people help the land.
We have, for all of those years, 82 years, we always prided ourselves in providing assistance to help people help the land. But unfortunately, we haven't been always captured. You know, what are the economical advantages that communities receive through our assistance? You know, in terms of jobs. So what we are focusing on now more than ever, and we should have been doing it all along, but focusing more than ever, is we continue to provide that assistance. But we want to show that the assistance that we provide, yes, it helps water quality, soil quality, air quality, and all of those natural resource concerns that American public has an interest in. But it also puts economical wealth in rural communities that causes people to become more resilient and more sustainable in those communities. So we're trying to capture the effects of what we do, and we're trying to put it in publications and talk about it every opportunity we get so people can understand, look, yes, we address a natural resource concern that is vital to all America, but we also put in a ripple off into the local economy that helps communities to be sustainable and to be more resilient.
And Jordan wants landowners to know that over the years, NRCS has developed numerous science-based tools and standards in agronomy, forestry, engineering, economics, wildlife biology, and other disciplines that local NRCS field office conservationists use in helping landowners plan and install conservation practices. And they count on the various partners to help them implement many of those practices. Learn more by contacting your local NRCS office. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.